Okay. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Chase and I are laughing as I hit the record button because this is the fifth thing. It's the Q&A episode. Ideally, it should be about 15 minutes long, but I always make it 30 because I ramble. But the goal is 15 minutes.
I feel like you can do it.
I'm going to answer four questions. This is the four things.
Just four.
Just four. And we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Before we get into the questions, though,
yeah,
I do want to say I literally just got a DM asking about the gratitude challenge and what the details were. And it does start March 1st. And there's really no crazy details other than we want to challenge everybody to focus on gratitude for the whole month of March, like make it a priority, a daily practice. And we have four things gratitude journals. RadioAmy.com is where you can find that. It's under Espoir stuff. They benefit Project MediShare in Haiti. They support their education program. And, you know, you don't have to have the journal to participate. You can have any notebook, any journal, any piece of paper. You can even take notes on your computer or email yourself or post things on Instagram. Just daily four things that you are thankful for. Big, small, you know, write a paragraph, write a sentence, or if you have one of our journals, which includes stickers, throw a sticker down, you know, whatever.
Pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. So that's the challenge. And the love challenge went so great, which benefited My Life Speaks. And Mary and I haven't compiled our entire donation that's going to go out to them. So we'll give you all that number soon, but it's amazing. And
that's
we're
awesome.
So proud of you and everybody that gets involved. And that's why we do this. Mary and I had a talk the other day of, you know, what's our goal of this? And even Pimp and Joy, and what was her goal behind starting the Shop Forward? And really, I mean, Mary's a successful, smart business person. She has other businesses, but she wanted to do this to get people involved. And I agree. I think that's the coolest part. And we love having you guys be a part of. Like, if we're writing a check to somewhere, Pimp and Joy or Espoir, it's because of you. If you've shopped or you've supported in some way, shape, or form. If you maybe you haven't shopped, but you've told somebody about it or you posted about it, just as good. Which, speaking of posting, like, take screenshots when you're listening to the podcast, whether it's the Q&A or the four things on Thursday. Do that. Post it on Instagram. Do a swipe up or tag me so I can see it, and I'll repost, because that's how we spread the word. That's how it gets out. And same thing with the gratitude challenge. Like, you can post about it. It's not like you're bragging about your gratitude. It's more you're encouraging others to join you, and accountability, right?
Yeah.
I stopped snoozing, it was all about accountability. Bobby got a listener from the Bobby Bone Show to be my accountability partner, someone that snoozed just as much as me. And we held each other accountable, and it was awesome. And now I don't snooze. And it's been a long time. Like, I haven't snoozed in over a year.
You're talking like snooze the alarm?
Yeah. But it took a lot of practice.
Yeah.
And gratitude takes practice too.
Yeah.
And so,
New healthy habits.
So anyway, thank you for the love challenge. Y'all are amazing. We sold out of those shirts. And we look forward to the gratitude challenge. 2020 is the year of the challenges.
Hey, I didn't tell you, and I failed you, but I saw a few of the love sweaters in the Dallas airport.
Oh, nice.
I was pretty excited about it.
Why didn't you take paparazzi pics?
Because I didn't want to be that
creepy guy. Or go up to them and be like, hi.
Yeah, hi, can I take a picture of you?
Okay, let's get into the questions.
All right, first one is from Michelle. My question for you is, what product do you recommend for pores? I'm 39 and have very large pores on both sides of my nose, and there are so many products out there, I don't know where to start. I trust your advice and just want to hear what you have to suggest.
Okay, so I'm knocking on wood. I don't have crazy pores. I have a few that are like really big, and sometimes I can extract something out of them and it like makes my day. I know, but I've really stopped doing that. I would say I probably haven't done that in like 6 months, because the more you do that, the bigger the pore gets. And if I can minimize it down. So I don't know that I want to recommend a specific product, because I feel like there's a lot of different things out there and it may work differently on your skin. But what I did look up was four DIY, get the theme,
four things.
Things you can do yourself at home that should be stuff you have in the kitchen that may help minimize them at least temporarily. And then you should probably maybe, if it really is an issue, seek go to your dermatologist or an esthetician and try to get real help again because everybody's skin is so different. But believe it or not, you can like rub ice cubes over your pores to temporarily give the appearance that they're tighter. You just throw a few ice cubes into a washcloth and rub this over your face every morning or night. And, you know, obviously that'll come in handy in the summer days because I think it'll just feel refreshing. Maybe a little hard to do in the winter, but that's
a great tip.
That's the first thing. Ice. Yeah. Second thing is tomatoes. Plain old tomato juice apparently does wonders for the appearance of large pores. The astringent quality of the tomato juice really tightens things up. You can put a mask directly onto the skin, maybe using like a makeup brush to apply it evenly if you want to, and let it sit for 20 to 30 minutes and then rinse off the juice and you're going to see slightly smaller pores. Awesome. I have not tried that one. I've tried the ice, but not tomatoes. But good luck with that. I think it's cool. I wanted to try it. You can also try aloe, like a fresh layer of aloe gel, and let that sit on there and then rinse off. And apparently the pores will be improved. Like quick little remedy. Like these are quick fixes that I'm giving to you. Again, I want you to get professional advice. Sometimes people come to me with questions and I'm like, oh, I don't know, but I'll try to figure it out for you, or I'll get an expert on.
Yeah.
But I feel like listening to a podcast about skin is so tricky because everybody's skin is so different and nobody can see it. I can't see it. You can't see what we're talking about. And like what works for me may not work for you. When I first started seeing Carrie, who's the Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram, and she's come on the podcast, she put me on a couple of different products that were awful for me. And she thought they were going to be my miracle maker. Mm-hmm. Like everybody else she puts them on, they're amazing. And she was talking it up and how great they were. And like 3 weeks in, and I was like, Carrie, I can't, you. This is not for me. This is not working. And I don't have time to figure this out. Because I feel like 3 weeks, that was enough time. I feel like I'm working through it. I gave you 3 weeks.
Yeah.
This is like, and then we tried something else. Didn't work. Then we tried another thing, and that's what worked for me. So sometimes it's trial and error, and we're just not just over this fun, friendly podcast we have going on. Like as my friend, as you being my friend, I will tell you, like, go talk to a professional. Also, lemons. This is the last one. This is the fourth thing for pores, and this one I have definitely done, but you can just rub a slice of fresh lemon across your face, and the natural enzymes in the lemon juice will tighten up the pores. No problem. You could even maybe do lemon juice with some egg white, or an egg. I think egg white might be better for pores though, and just like whip it up and then put a thin layer on and leave it on for like 10 or 15 minutes. And that always leaves my face feeling really tight.
Those are good suggestions.
Thank
and
you.
Affordable.
All, like I said, yeah. All in your kitchen. Okay, next question.
All right, this next one's from Missy. Amy, my question is, how did you stumble upon your career path? And do you have any advice for someone struggling to find the right fit?
Oh, gosh.
I know. That's okay. A loaded.
I stumbled across. I met Bobby at a restaurant. I listened to the Bobby Bones show, and he was eating alone, and I thought that was Bobby Bones because I was a member of the Kiss Club, which was the website of the station he was on. And I told my friend, I was like, I think that's Bobby Bones. And she's like, who is that? And really not a lot of people knew who he was. And he was just in Austin, did mornings. And I just went and said hi. And sure enough, it was him. So we started talking and then we became friends. And then there was a bunch of stuff in between, but I would say maybe a year and a few months to a year and a half after that, I joined the show because his co-host had left and he tried out another co-host and then that wasn't working. And then I kind of came in and that was.
And that's how you stumbled.
That was 13, 14 years ago. So, oh my gosh, this year it's going to be 14 years. Wow. That's crazy. So yeah, it's been a long time. And I didn't have aspirations for radio, but I knew that when I was presented with the opportunity, my mom is the one that told me, but I was only like 24 or 25 years old. She was like, if there's ever a time that you're going to do this, you got to go for it. So I know we didn't read the whole email just for the sake of time, but Missy, I know that you're 25 years old and I feel like you're still young. You still have time to figure it out. So if you want to dip your toes into some other career paths, it might be better for you. Like, it's worth it. Even if you're 45, you could dip your toes into something else. Because if you're not happy at what you're doing, then you've got to find the right fit for you. And honestly, I had no idea if I was going to love radio or hate radio. And when I took the job, I had no idea what they made. I had a good sales job. I was making good money. I had opportunity for growth in the company I was at. I worked for an amazing family. My friends worked there. There were so many reasons why I should have stayed at my job and not gone to left it to join the Bobby Bones Show. Because I remember one night sitting at my computer and I Googled, how much do radio DJs make? Which I wasn't even going to be a radio DJ, by the way. I was going to be a co-host, but I didn't even know the difference, yeah. Right? Like now, if somebody calls me a DJ, I'm like, oh, I'm not a DJ. Because like, I don't pick music. I don't touch the board. I don't do anything. Bobby's not a DJ. So I learned that there is a difference in that. And so I didn't even know how to properly Google the job that I was going to get. And I took a pay cut. I mean, I took a pay cut and had to change my lifestyle because it was not, I didn't know it was going to happen. And I signed a contract for 2 years. And then I remember in that 2 years, I also got married to Ben and he was a captain in the Air Force. And our budget was so tight, and Ben really, after we got married, put the reins on me big time just because I needed it. But one time I wanted to buy a smoothie and I didn't because I didn't think, yeah. It was like a $6 smoothie and I'll never forget this day. And I did, it was like when everything finally clicked, like, okay, we have to really buckle down and make this work. And I did not buy the smoothie and I was so proud of myself. I called Ben. I was like, what up? Didn't buy the smoothie. Look at me now. Who is saving us money? At my other job when I was in sales and I was single and I wasn't worried about life and saving for things, like I would have bought the dang smoothie. But I took a risk and it worked out. Here we are now.
And I would just say that if you take a risk or make a change and it doesn't work out the first time, don't be afraid to take another one or to make another change. Like, people get hung up on, I'm going to make the shift and this is going to be it. If it doesn't work, keep going.
Yeah. And I want to throw out another podcast for you to listen to. Of course, after you've listened to all of mine, just kidding. You don't have to do that. But Ken Coleman, he works for the Dave Ramsey Company, mm-hmm. and it's called The Ken Coleman Show. And he's got a podcast and he speaks on finding your dream job and taking a realistic approach to it all. So he's the expert. So lean into his podcast for a little bit and see if you walk away with any insight on what you should do with your career. Because I really feel like, although I took a risk and I didn't know what I was doing and I went for it and I knew that I thought I would like it, I did get lucky. Like I've worked hard, but I mean, I got lucky, like meeting Bobby that day. And then also just the fact that I can ramble in front of a microphone and...
You betcha. This one's from Lauren. Hey, Amy, could you share if you have a go-to recipe for spaghetti spaghetti squash.
Yes.
How do you prepare the squash and what sauce and or meat do you put in it?
Okay, yes. We eat spaghetti squash every week. Like I cook them all the time and basically spaghetti squashes are impossible to cut into. So what you got to do is set your oven to 350 or 400, then put the squash in whole for like 10 to 15 minutes and then pull it out. And that's going to make it so much easier to slice into. Then you're going to be able to cut it in half. Once you cut it in half, scrape the seeds out and then some people put like olive oil or spray or maybe a little bit of salt, but it's really not necessary, especially if you're trying to watch like your oil fat intake or whatever. Although that's not bad for you. But put it, and then I put it face down on like parchment paper. And then I put it back in the oven for like 30 to 40 minutes. You just kind of have to monitor it. It really depends on the size of your spaghetti squash and how long it's going to take it to cook. And then after that, you should be able to pull it out and flip those bad boys over and let it cool for a second so you don't burn your hand. But you just take a fork and you run it through it. And it's so easy and it strings off. Like, and it's, to me, it's so yummy. And we do all kinds of things with it. my husband loves to cook eggs in it in the morning. He makes little bird baskets.
I need to try this.
He probably wouldn't like me talking about him making bird baskets with his spaghetti squash, but he makes little like scoops, I don't know, like a fourth a cup out of like spaghetti squash for each little basket. And then he'll create a little hole. So it looks like, you know, and then the egg goes in the hole, but he'll brown them real good, almost like a hash brown. And then he'll cook the egg in the middle of it. And it's so cute. And then, but I mean, traditionally you can use it as like spaghetti straight up. And we do meat sauce. Stevenson loves it. My daughter does not like it, but my son does love it. So it's a good way for him to get like some veggies in. I'll put it over a bed of spinach with some pasta sauce and either tempeh if I'm being vegetarian for the night, or some ground chicken or ground turkey, or my kids love ground beef, but
I need to try that.
Yeah. No, it's so good. Okay. We're already over 15 minutes.
We're going to be fine. We're going to move this along. These are quick. This one's from Cassandra. I love your podcast, Amy. I started making your matcha latte and I love the flavor. Only thing is the collagen peptides powder keeps clumping up.
Ooh. Okay. Well, there's an easy solution to this. And this is the last question, by the way. But there's a easy solution. You, if it's hot, it should dissolve. Like that shouldn't be an issue. Like maybe just stir it up better. But when I dump it into my hot milk or hot water, then it dissolves. But I do have to stir it. Mm-hmm. A solution would be you could throw it in the blender, which is what I have to do with my cold matchas. So if I've got cold milk and I'm putting the Vital Proteins in, I always put that in my blender.
Might depend too on where you're storing your collagen peptides, like Why? Humidity and temperature, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think
for when it goes into your drink.
No, like if it starts to clump up, because like my protein powder.
Oh, I thought she was saying it's clumping up in her drink, like in her matcha.
Okay.
I don't think she meant
maybe it's not
storage.
Going in. never mind.
I mean, I was picturing because it does clump if it's not hot enough, it's not going to dissolve, and then if it's cold, I get that it's going to clump. So you put it in the blender, which California Closets just, I do an endorsement with them and they just did they've done my closet, my room, and they just did my pantry. And I was tired of I use my blender every day, my Vitamix.
Every day. Hands down,
best thing I've ever bought in my life. And I bought it about 10 years ago. I know if you're sitting right now and you're thinking, oh, Vitamix is too expensive, I don't want to do it. Do it. It's the best. You can make so many things with it and you will use it. So it's always out on the counter because we use it daily. And it just always bugged me because it's just big old blender out on the counter. So when California Closets was designing it, the girl said, well, what if we put it in your pantry and I put an outlet, because there's not a plug in there, but she added one, an outlet in there. And I put it on a tray that pulls out so it can tuck into the pantry. But then when you're ready to use it, it pulls out. And then so I have a blender station in my pantry. My pantry's not very big. It's actually kind of tiny. So it's kind of funny because I'll be in there and like doing stuff. And then Ben used to always get so annoyed because I blend so much stuff. The blender would go off and it'd be loud. And now I shut the pantry door and I blend it. And he's like, this is amazing. Because like the sound, it's like, so.
I'm going to have to go look at that.
Oh, yeah. We should go. We'll go in and look at it next.
Yeah,
because we're done. We're at 18 minutes.
That's pretty good for
pretty
you.
Pretty good.
That's
I know.
Really good.
I'm kind of proud of myself.
Really good.
So we can go check that out. Before I go too, though, which I forgot to mention this, and we were talking about the gratitude challenge and the journals and a spa, but the Four Things zipper pouches that we have, for a while they were customizable, and then we had to stop that because, I mean, we're just doing the best that we can. And we had totes that we were doing and customizable shirts for Christmas. And it just gets overwhelming. And it's like a lot going on because Mary's out at the shop for it at the warehouse and like making it happen. And Ashley, and they're working hard. We have to limit when we do what. We can't do it all at once because, you know, we're just mom and popping it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so we are going to launch them again, though, this Friday. So customizable pouches will be back this Friday, which I know a lot of you have been excited about that and waiting. And so that's the day. And then Mary and I will be doing an Espoir live on Friday night, which is Valentine's Day. So if you don't have plans, hang out with us. Which, speaking of Valentine's, I'm not going to have plans because my husband's going to be out of town. We're going to celebrate it on Wednesday night. But speaking of Valentine's, this Thursday, the Four Things episode will be a special love episode.
Fitting.
Mm-hmm. I've got a quick interview with my friend Miley, who had a really cool post that she put up about Valentine's Day and marriage. But I will say, even if you're not married, we end up talking, of course, about tons of other things too. And I think it could just really be how you handle any relationship. We end up going that route. It's not just, cool. I mean, some of it, I'll be honest, is marriage talk. But that's okay. If you're not married now, you might be married one day, or you know people that are married. Maybe. Maybe don't, but I think it's a good little chat with her. And then there's going to be three other things that are all love related. And with that said, we're going to go. High five. We did it in 20
you
minutes.
Did it.
Like I'm very proud of myself.
I'm very proud of you.
I hope everyone has an amazing Tuesday. Thank you for listening to this. We'll see you back on Thursday, and radioamy.com again for anything, a spa, anything Pimp and Joy, anything Four Things, Amazon favorite things. Lots
all
of people asking where all the things are, and that is where, radioamy.com. And yeah. Okay. It's really hard for me. I'm like, okay, is that it? Do I just say bye?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.